35. Please read the time cert for 1035, which is item 1312.
Sorry. 1312, authorize agreement with Lloyd BID, Inc. for program management in the Lloyd Business District.
So, colleagues, we have Tyler Wallace from Revenue, Hank Ashforth from the Ashforth Company. He is also the chair of the Lloyd ESD. Wade Lang, who is from American Asset Trust, he is also an ESD board member. And Bob Dye from the Lloyd Center, also an ESD board member. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. My name is Tyler Wallace. I'm the tax division manager for the city's revenue division. The ordinance before you today will renew the current contract between the city and Lloyd BID to provide transportation, landscaping, and security services to the Lloyd District. This renewal is for an additional 5 years. This is a sole source contract, as there are no other potential provider of the services with the experience, expertise, and capability of Lloyd BID. We have three members of the Lloyd Enhanced Service District Board here to give an update on the district. At this point, I'll turn it over to them. I'm available if you have any questions for revenue.
Perfect.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Hank Ashforth, I'm chair of the Lloyd BID, have been since its inception, and I'm executive vice president for the Ashforth Company, owners here in Portland since 1995. Briefly, I want to start by saying thank you. First to you, Dan, thank you for your service to this city. Portland certainly is better off and in a better place because of your hard work. So thank you for that. I look forward to seeing you on the other side for sure. And also thank you to Ted and Amanda for recognizing us in the Spirit of Portland Awards most recently. It is because of our work with Right to Dream 2. We value that completely because that's what we do as a neighborhood improvement district or business improvement district. We want to solve and create solutions for complicated problems. So thank you for that. What we'd like to do is just to brief you on the Lloyd ESD and what we've been up to lately, our accomplishments over the short and long term. I've got the board there. You see, this is our area, really the river, the Banfield 15th to the east and up to Broadway on the northern boundary. In a quick overview, we were started in 2001, the second ESD formed in the city, and something we're proud of. We affect 125 properties, 99% assessment compliance. We generate $475,000 a year and $5.5 million since our inception. No small piece of change at that. We do have sector partners. Also, we thank you, the city and Metro, the Convention Center, City of Portland, Bonneville Power. I'd like to thank the state, but the state has chosen actually not to invest with us, something that hopefully maybe we can work on getting a 100% compliance in the future. We're very involved in Holiday Park. We put $1 million to work in Holiday Park. We'll talk about that later. And economic development initiatives that we're working through are creating 4,000 new jobs. We've got about 22,000 in Lloyd right now. 2,500 new apartment units. There are roughly 1,000 or so as we speak. Goals to be accomplished. An 8-to-1 jobs to housing ratio. We're about 20-to-1 right now. And 500,000 square feet of new development that would be net zero and no additional use to our grid on energy and other resources. So an overview, brief overview. We've had a long and successful track record as a public-private partnership. In fact, we were a public-private partnership before it became a buzzword. And we really do take it to heart, because what we get from our neighborhood, we want to leverage with you, the city, and other agencies out there to deliver programs. So obviously the Spirit of Portland Award was part of that, but we do have partnerships on public safety, and really since 1990 we've had a neighborhood policing program that has been in place. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail later. Go Lloyd is a partner with Lloyd, the city, and TriMet. Holiday Park, we're partnered with Lloyd and the Parks Bureau. And Right to Dream 2, certainly we're partnered with you, the city, our eco district, and Lloyd itself. This is what we look like as far as in an org chart arrangement. As you can see, there's Go Lloyd, and it's our district attorney program, the community association, which Lloyd Eco District, Holiday Park program, and Holiday Street Maintenance. In a little better definition, Wade is going to help me out here and put some details on this, but Go Lloyd is our transportation management entity. As I understand it, one of the first, if not the first, in the country. We have a focused promotions piece and a marketing campaign. We are known as Lloyd now. We've dropped the, and we've dropped the D word. I'm going to get penalized if I say the D word in front of you, so refer to us now as Lloyd, and everyone will be happy. Holiday Street Maintenance, I mentioned. The Eco District is truly a triple bottom line a specification working at a neighborhood level. The Community Association is neighborhood to neighborhood, neighborhood to city. And our DA program, as I said, is public safety, which is core to our neighborhood. So what do we get for all of this? What do you get for all of this? How are these dollars leveraged in the programs that I mentioned here, the six there from, you know, district prosecutor on to branding and other promotions? We leverage about $1.27 for every dollar that is collected, so almost 30% there. And truly, where it's leveraged the most are in transportation and security. So I'm going to hand it over to Wade, and he'll give you a better description of the programs and services that we've been offering for the past almost 20 years.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Wade Lang, Vice President, Regional Manager for American Assets Trust. Serve on the board of Go Lloyd, the board of the ESD, the board of Holiday Park Partnership, the board of the Lloyd Eco District, and some other things I can't remember. So Go Lloyd, as Hank said, it's a transportation management association for the neighborhood, and they have been a tenant in one of our properties for a long time. They provide alternative transportation options. They have a store. They have a resource center. They connect people with commuting options. And they have, over the years, 50-plus events to promote alternative transportation throughout the neighborhood. We contribute $275,000-plus annually to transportation projects, transit trackers, Sullivan's Gulch Bridge, the reduction of Multnomah Boulevard from four lanes down to two lanes. Those are some of the things our dollars went for there. And then the Universal Transit Pass program, which has been exceptionally well received and very popular within the neighborhood. The Lloyd Eco District, again, Hank mentioned that, the triple bottom line efforts that the Lloyd Eco District does around sustainable issues with business and with residents. One of the things that we're really proud of is the Energy Star reporting program through the city that is a requirement now. Lloyd Eco District started that prior to it being a mandatory requirement. And we have about 98% of the businesses in Lloyd reporting to the Eco District, our portfolio manager's Energy Star information. And we meet on a monthly basis as a community to talk about opportunities for energy savings. We're also working on waste reduction as a community. And you are all aware of our work with Right to Dream 2 through the Eco District, which has been a tremendous asset to our neighborhood as well. The Lloyd Community Association is really the recognized neighborhood association for Lloyd. It has for the longest time been a business association, but now it is truly a neighborhood association with a residents committee. We're working very closely with the residents and the businesses in the community to tie everything together in a cohesive kind of a way to get things accomplished and keep people informed. And then our focus promotions, Hank again mentioned our branding, which finished up this year. We used Watson Creative, a Lloyd business, to create a brand for Lloyd. And you will see it as you go through with the banners on the light poles and the logos that are on doors and windows in the businesses throughout Lloyd. And we've created a website now for people to utilize information from that. And then one of the most important things we did, and we did this a long time ago, is create the Neighborhood District Attorney's Office. So Multnomah County provides us with an assistant DA, and we have partnered with them, Portland Police Bureau, businesses, and residents to create our Lloyd public safety meetings. And this is really where community policing was really explored and really worked. We've done a lot of work around that since then. We meet monthly, and it's a big meeting. We have a lot of participation in it, and that is truly one of the cornerstones of what the Enhanced Service District provides to the neighborhood. And it's important because we do watch what's going on not only in the neighborhood but around the city, and we get information from the police bureau about what activities are going on. We track that, and we really try to work collectively as a neighborhood with the city, with the county, to help mitigate issues that are adversely affected. The businesses are adversely affected as well as the residents. So, and with that, Bob Dye with Lloyd Center has kind of a more personal perspective on some of that.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Bob Dye, General Manager of Lloyd Center. I also sit on the boards of the Lloyd Enhanced Services District, Go Lloyd, Lloyd Eco District, and I am president of the Holiday Park Partnership and also a committee member of PSEP. Some great things happening at Lloyd Center. Most recently, we launched our Lloyd Local Initiative, which we brought out for just about every vacant space that we've been working on. We brought out local vendors, local artisans. All of our Christmas leasing, our holiday leasing for this period was focused strictly on local retailers and artisans. It's really a great program. My People's Market has a store represented there as well. In addition, on our future projects, as has been announced, we have our Live Nation venue, which will be going up on the third floor of the former Nordstrom's building. Concurrent with that will be our Northeast Multnomah and 9th Avenue Plaza remodel and our Regal Cinemas build-out on the east side. That being said, challenges that we face. It's no secret Portland has become increasingly recognized on the national media for the protests and other unrest. These national and local conversations has resulted in economic consequences demonstrated by a number of conferences that have withdrawn from hosting their events at the venues in the Portland area. Recently, the DoubleTree Hilton lost a booking that was worth over $40,000 in net revenue. The reason given was a concern for the safety of the conference attendees. And there's never a conversation, at least over the last few years, that we've had with a potential tenant or a tenant renewing that doesn't include the narrative or the optics seen nationally. We're having to defend that routinely. On average, localities with populations of at least 500,000 employ 20.07 police officers per 10,000 population, according to FBI data. Looking at the U.S. Census Bureau, Multnomah County's population is 807,555, which equates to 1,671 police officers. We currently have, I believe, 925 sworn officers. Now, while our law enforcement officers are working tirelessly to keep our community safe, and we love the work they're doing, we support everything they're doing, they are severely outnumbered. In fact, Oregon is ranked 48th in the nation in having the fewest law enforcement officers per capita. The strain is felt in the Lloyd, which has two full-time police officers dedicated to the entire district. Comparatively, the Hawthorne Business District has two full-time police officers covering, we believe, about six city blocks. The biggest thing affecting us currently is ORC, or organized retail crime, which has become an epidemic, and these professional shoplifters, also known as boosters, are in the mall every single day and often will return to the mall the same day after being arrested. Case in point, we had a booster hit a store last week Monday, stole an outfit from a store, assaulted a security officer. That was on Monday. On Tuesday, he came back, shoplifted from Macy's but was caught and was arrested, came back in Tuesday night to shoplift again. Security intercepted him, asked him to leave. He became verbally abusive and then assaulted one of our officers, and then the police arrived. He was arrested. He then arrived back Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and he has been in the mall Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. And that's one. Last week, our surveillance picked up a large group of youths at Holiday Park who encircled an individual who appeared homeless, encircled him, started taunting him, then attacked him, and then attacked him again, pushing him out into Multnomah Boulevard, right into traffic. Now, the traffic stopped. Our security went out to try to assist. A week after that, elderly woman was, and she was 81 years old, was circled, same thing, taunted, harassed, she was injured. A week after that, a 76-year-old man, same thing, had a group that encircled him, assaulted him, and then stole his iPhone that he had purchased at the mall about 20 minutes prior. That was later put on a local website for sale. Now, Lloyd Center, law enforcement, and other stakeholders have worked collaboratively to address these issues through community policing efforts. One such example is our innovative neighborhood district attorney program, which was addressed earlier, which has been recognized nationally and provides a model for neighborhood coordination, cooperation, and a proactive approach to community safety. Lloyd Center has also partnered with the NAACP to develop a program to educate youth on the impact of shoplifting that it has on not just on businesses but on employees, some of the employees that live in the very neighborhood. While these programs have proven successful, we need further assistance in helping to keep the community safe. This will not happen without the presence and participation of the Portland Police Bureau, which has neither the staffing levels or the resources to do their job to the level that we need. We respectfully request that you reconsider the overall budget of the Portland Police Bureau. Now, we also recognize and applaud Mayor Wheeler for his efforts to improve the police bureau, including what we feel was a courageous decision to bring in an outsider, Chief Daniel Outlaw, to lead the bureau, as well as the forming of PSEP, the Portland Committee for Community Engaged Policing, which we hope will have a lasting effect on bringing law enforcement and community together. And Mr. Mayor, your participation in two public meetings to date is not lost on the community and is very much appreciated by the committee. Finally, we request that we all work together with Mayor Wheeler on a program that respects the right to peacefully protest, but ensures the safety of our residents and guests and respects the boundaries of all, so that we may avoid images shown nationally of innocent people being blocked from driving home or to a store or to a hospital or being attacked because they disagree. And then, again, these images being broadcasted locally and nationally. It is hurting our community, our businesses, and ultimately will result in jobs lost. Thank you.
Just as a point of information, we have 90 vacant police officers positions right now. So it's not the budget. There's a national challenge in being able to hire police officers, and we're competing with people all over the country. As you may have seen earlier, we've just expanded our ability to provide relocation assistance to people coming here. So we are aware of the challenge. It's a matter of getting the positions filled.
And we appreciate your efforts.
Absolutely. I think that's the main message here is we appreciate your efforts. I hope you want to, you should recognize what we're doing as well, and you certainly have done so with that, with the right, our work with the Right to Dream 2 folks. We want to deliver the message to you that we are engaged at a neighborhood level, and safety is a huge part of the baseline services that we provide. Without that, we don't get the job growth, the extra $4,000 jobs, which we all know adds to city revenue and just outright Portland livability. So we are for working with you. We are a partnership. We know that exists. So our real ask here was really to deliver the message of what is happening in our neighborhood and ask again of your assistance. You will get it. We will roll up our sleeves. We create, solve problems creatively and just want to continue the partnership that we fostered over almost 20 years to come. So thank you again for your time and any questions? We have a little bit of time. We'd be happy to answer that if you'd have them.
Thank you for your presentation, colleagues. Commissioner Fish?
Two things. One, Bob, when you gave some data, and I think it was very helpful to have some comparative data, you used some national data on police per capita, but then you compared the national data to Multnomah County. And I just want to be clear, we don't actually police a portion of Multnomah County. We just police within the Portland boundaries. So let's sharpen that data so that we get the Portland only and not include that port. We've lost the fight in terms of incorporation.
Right.
So we're not going to blend Multnomah County and Portland anytime soon. But there's a big chunk of Multnomah County that, as you already know this, that sheriff's patrol, not police. So that may change the number a little bit. Your point is well taken in terms of some of the quality of life crimes and how we get upstream on them. I couldn't help, as I was listening to the excellent presentation, that make a little plug for something. And my office is working with Restore Oregon to find a home for the Jansen Beach Carousel. Now, Hank, maybe as a child you remember that, but it was lost and then found, and now it's being restored.
Right.
It's probably going to end up near the Rose Garden. It may end up near OMSI. It could end up in the Lloyd District if someone thought, with appropriate investment, it was an amenity. But we've got this historic carousel that's looking for a home. I just put it on your radar. And Restore Oregon is leading the way in restoring it, and then it's looking for an appropriate home. Yep. it's a family-friendly activity, and I'm not sure where the best location is, but Lloyd would certainly be a contender if there was that interest. So
sure.
No need to respond to that. Just
no,
wanted to have it on your radar.
I like Lloyd.
We have experience.
We're chuckling because we have experience with the carousel and Lloyd, for sure.
Yeah. And thank you for your presentation.
Yep.
Commissioner Fritz.
I enjoyed watching all three of you twitch when Commissioner Fish said the D word. I support your changing the term to just Lloyd, like other neighborhoods and business districts have just the name. And I want people who may be watching at home to recognize Lloyd is a fabulous place to visit and shop. Totally. It's been my favorite. The Lloyd Center has been my favorite mall since I got here 32 years ago. And, in fact, I shall be shopping there later on today. So, yes, all over Portland, we have some challenges. All over this country, we have a lot of challenges. And it takes people who want to go shop and invest and play, populating a community to help make it safe also. And I think we all appreciate the efforts of the Black Male Achievements and others for assisting in your patrols. But thank you for providing the programming at Holiday Park that has returned it to the community.
Yeah, we have a ways to go there, but we're working on it every day. And really, these two really do yeoman's work. And again, a coordinated effort. As I said, $1 million has been put into the park already over the last number of years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of volunteer time by 11:45 and others.
It is a terrific place to be.
Yes.
Right.
And it has been and will be. So thank you very much for all that you're doing. And I was very impressed at all the boards that you're on. You go to as many meetings as we do, I think it sounds like.
It's very incestuous over there.
But we all have a focus. And the focus is a community effort, community-wide effort to make it the place, exactly, to shop and live and work and all the rest of it. So.
Mayor, I have one more question.
Commissioner Fish.
Hank, I forget whether you said it was the state or the federal government that has been reluctant to join the BID. Which one was it?
Yeah, it's the state office building.
So you have, and even though you have a 99% compliance rate, the state would bring you to 100%?
Sure. Yeah.
But
it's been so long since they've paid, we really kept them. We've stricken them from the list, quite honestly.
Maybe that's a conversation we can have offline about.
Sure.
Because clearly they reap the benefit of the investment.
There's no question about it.
And if you're at 99% compliance, it doesn't sound like their contribution would be that substantial anyway.
Well, it's a fairly large office building that would certainly add to our services. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
If it would, and it would be priced right along like the rest of the improvements in the neighborhood. So, yeah, I would love to have dialogue. Take it to Salem. No question.
Thank you.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you. And I want to just underscore my thanks to you for working with E.B. Mondanay and the NAACP and having a very collaborative relationship there and finding space for them in the mall. I think that was a good step forward. And working with the youth, specifically regard to some of the issues in Holiday Park. And I want to encourage you to continue to engage in that community conversation. We very, very much appreciate your partnership.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
We'll
Thank you. So, folks, we are not even on the regular agenda yet. We have at least 10 items by my count. After this, we're going to have 2 minutes of testimony of all items going forward. How many people do we have signed up for this item, Carla?
We have 7.
Very good. Please call up the first 3. We'll take it from there.
Are Robert Patterson, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and Maggie.
Morning.
Good morning again, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and I think it was Commissioner Fish who made the point about per capita policing. And I appreciate the diligence, and I hope that all of you, whenever we have these struggles about neighborhoods asking for policing, and especially when it's in the context of the business, I think it's kind of a shame that I haven't worked harder with Dan Handelman to give you some cheat sheets, because the first thing you need to know is that all policing data is skewed because New York City has a huge, highly funded, double the national ratio police number. So that should almost be thrown out. We should compare to peer cities at around 600,000. Also, it's silly to talk about policing numbers without having matching crime data. So if the Lloyd District is actually having less crime per citizen, not necessarily less crime per dollar of economic activity. Our police resources should be encountered where individuals are having the most trouble actually suffering violence or property loss. So definitely, and they have their own district attorney's office. I'm sure with a little bit of goodwill on everybody's part, we can increase safety, and especially that weird, you know, the weird thing of repeat shoplifters. That really talks to the structure of our society. If we have people who are getting released on conditional release, that they don't go back to the Lloyd Center, and then we're not managing to get the district attorney's office to flag those people to have an extended holiday that they qualify for contempt of court, that's where the problem is, not in the budget of the city of Portland. No amount of budget activity by the police commissioner or anybody can fix that sort of problem. And really, the Lloyd Center, as the Ashforth gentleman mentioned, is not really even an area of problems. It's an area of success that we're trying to hone. It was great to shop there during the holidays with many of the spaces filled with local people who normally couldn't make the threshold of mall rent. I don't know if Amanda had a chance to shop there in the past 30 days, but there were great people there. So let's work on the positives without thinking that it's really in any way connected to the police department's budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess I want to talk about the discriminatory behavior of the private security companies. When I was at Fred Meyer, there was an obviously mentally ill guy who comes there frequently, and the security guys there were talking about how much they hated him after he left, and then they proceeded to have a conversation about what long guns they owned and the caliber of bullets they used in them and wanted to sell, and the long guns they wanted to buy and the caliber of bullet they would need to use for them. I find that very offensive. Also, Pioneer Square, the security officers there dressed very similar to state troopers. I think that's wrong. They put their mall time way down at the bottom of the glass in white, where in tiny, tiny lettering where nobody can read it. So I had security coming up and talking to me after I had bought an ice cream and, you know, was sitting at a table reading a book to tell me I had to leave. You know, I had no idea they closed at 8 o'clock. You know, 9 o'clock is usually about the times malls tend to close. And I just think there's this, you know, elderly, disabled, transgender. There's a lot of discrimination by these private security companies. So, thank you.
I forgot to say thanks, Everbright in China, EBUSA in Dallas, for your local investment.
Next three are Dan Handelman, Diana Ogaz, and Joe Walsh.
Morning. Morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with the group Portland Cop Watch. And we participated in a news conference a few months ago that was headed up by the people working on the Homeless Bill of Rights. And it was about business improvement districts and how they create their own kind of mini fiefdoms and create laws that are exclusionary and generally focused on people who are houseless. I was glad to hear the only mention of houselessness in that presentation was really about the unfortunate houseless person who seemed to have been attacked by people. And there seemed to be some compassion for that person from the business people who came up here. But
well, there was also their support for Right to Dream, too.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. But my point is that we say frequently, and specifically around the BID here in downtown Portland, that you know it shouldn't be that people with more money get more attention from law enforcement, that we all pay taxes and we all get treated equally. Chief Outlaw was interviewed in Street Roots, and she said there's no difference in how things are enforced. But my understanding from reading the paperwork, and I kind of didn't read it in as much detail as usual, but is that there's some kind of facility that the police are allowed to use to write their paperwork that the Lloyd Business District gives them. And it's like if a rich person set aside a room in their house and said, I want the police protecting my neighborhood more, so why don't you come here and write your reports? It really isn't appropriate to build that kind of special rights for some people because they have more money. Moreover, I'm glad that Mr. Johnson already addressed the issue about spending more money on more police, because that's not necessarily going to solve our problems. The U.S. government spends all our money on the military, and this is partly why we don't have money for housing or jobs, and that's why people commit crimes. And certainly it's this council's responsibility to make sure that we're not overspending on law enforcement. And I'm glad, again, Mr. Commissioner Fritz pointed out that we have empty positions at the police bureau. We also have these unarmed officers that are hopefully going to start doing more than just push paperwork around, but maybe could also help people like the folks in the Lloyd District.
Yeah, and
or
if
Lloyd,
I could,
excuse me.
Yeah, if I could, yeah, Lloyd, go Lloyd. $5 in the jar. If I could just say, yes, the PS3, the Public Safety Service coordinators, will most certainly be in the community. And so thank you for reminding us of that. Morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, I apologize. My name is Diana. And I am part the Holiday Park is pretty much my backyard. I frequent this area on a regular basis, walking from my home through Holiday Park to the Lloyd Center. It's one of my favorite places. I see so much life and so much of Portland and even people from Washington, you know, traveling to just be a part of this community. In the summertime, I see all the things that Holiday Park has to offer its community. However, since winter, it's been lacking. And with the people who are currently out of place, who are homeless and don't have places to go, Holiday Park is a desirable place for a lot of reasons. It's close to public transportation. It's close to the Lloyd Center, which is a place of warmth. There's all sorts of things that it can offer. And so with there being a challenge on filling spaces for law enforcement to help, I noticed that as the Lloyd ESD was going over their efforts of what they are doing for a community, I wonder if maybe they can look at their budget to provide for those who are misplaced, because in the summertime there is a lot that they offer a community, but the wintertime is really when it's crucial. It's when it's needed. And, you know, there are so many financial efforts that Lloyd ESD is providing, and I think that with instead of looking for more money for the police, I think that we can look within, work together, as they said, and work together as a community to make room. Also, I just wanted to say that the carousel from Jansen Beach, I remember that, and I think that Holiday Park or Lloyd Center could really benefit from the carousel. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I was really struck by the just outlandish information that was presented to you. And even Commissioner Fish picked up on the data that was used, 600,000 versus 800,000 in a county that we have now. That's a huge difference, you know, and that was done on purpose. That was a lie. You were lied to, but it was a great report, wasn't it, Commissioner? That's the thing that drives us crazy. You sit here and they lie to you, you know they lied to you, and then you turn around and say, that was a great report. No, it wasn't. It was bullshit. That's what that report was. That last presentation by the man who's now sitting on the committee that you guys appointed is telling you lies. That anecdotal stuff that he talked about, the guy being arrested over and over and over again, and his conclusion was, get more cops. Well, the guy was arrested over and over. The cops must have been there. So the two cops that are going to watch it go to a movie? You spread the cops so thin, and today you're taking up another issue that you want to spread the cops out even more. So stop it. Do the data. Don't listen to these people who lie to you. And you know it. This business, Lloyd, I was supposed to go there to pick up Patty some See's candy.
Thank you.
I'm not going.
Your time's up.
They lost a customer because they're liars.
Mr. Walsh, your time is up. Your time is up. And I just want to say...
Excuse me.
I just want to say, I think in this chamber, while I'm presiding officer, we are not going to impugn people or assume...
They're liars!
That's your opinion, but
That's my opinion! You're not allowed to say it! I don't believe
they're lying.
You are a liar!
I don't believe they're lying, and that's not what
the data shows.
No, you're out of order, and you're going to be asked to leave.
What? He's got to do it.
We'll take a recess.
You do it!
Here.
So, folks, the way democracy works is you're not going to always hear your opinion reflected at these microphones. And when you come to the day when all you hear at these microphones is your opinion reflected here, then we have a serious problem with our democracy. But the way it's going to work is we're going to listen to what people have to say. When they're at the microphone, it is their time to speak what they believe, and it is your turn to listen. Then when it's your turn to be at the mic, you can do that without making personal attacks or questioning the integrity of people who you disagree with. That's the rules of the chamber. Good morning.
We have two more people who have signed up.
That's fine. Bring them up.
Robert Patterson and Mimi Gurman.
Come on up.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Humanity XX1 PDX.
Wait a second. That sounds like a new one.
I was waiting for you to catch that. Now, the issue I have on this is, number one, is that to make it very clear on where this revenue comes from, I understand it's a percentage off of each property owner that joins this BID, but you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Issue number two is that I have a real problem with somehow a DA being in this type of agreement almost as a personal DA of this group. And I have a big problem with that. I like that separation of power. I don't want somebody to have that influence over a DA to maybe point at somebody and say, a little bit longer next time, a little bit longer. So I have a big problem with a DA in a neighborhood that is being almost represented as their DA. Big issue to me. Issue number two, a lot of those people being released, as you know, the police are filing the reports. They run them through. They run them back out. We're at overcapacity at the Multnomah County Jail. They're offering early release right now, forced release. That's a big debate that I got in and said you need to notify the victims of who you're releasing early, and I had a big problem with them doing that. The other issue I have on this is that we're dealing with a bunch of rich property owners, and I'd almost put a bet on that Mr. Ansforth or whoever he is bought old Seymour Durst properties. Maybe I'm wrong, and he can update me on that, which I had a discussion with Seymour on those properties in Lloyd. So the reality is this, is that do we want to give control of these neighborhoods to certain very wealthy developers and property owners? Because that's what I see. And why don't we just use neighborhood associations to do the same thing, because you're already paying them too? This is a double pay, and I don't like what I see here. I have a big problem with that DA, and I want to know who that DA's name is, and I want to talk to him.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I have a problem with somebody from PSEP coming up here and using this table as a microphone for issues that should be in front of PSEP as a public meeting. I don't think that it is in any law-abiding rule, ordinance, or whatever of the PSEP committee, that they are allowed to come here and speak as an individual for issues that should be in PSEP. So I think there's a conflict there. I don't know all the rules of how PSEP was set up, but he just used this platform as a way to deal with issues that would normally come in front of PSEP regarding cop behavior, well, regarding, in his case, wanting more cops in the neighborhood. And he used this as a platform. That's a big problem. So already, PSEP has had, what, 1.5 meetings? And we have somebody lobbying for PSEP from PSEP at this table. And nobody's calling it out. Well, I am. I think that, you know, it should be looked at. And Dan, I'm speaking to you too, because I don't know the rules, but I know you will. That somebody's got to look into that. And if he has just overridden his allowance to, or whatever it is, his rule to be sitting on the PSEP committee, I am in favor of him having to leave the PSEP committee for what he's just done. I think it's a really big problem that he just took his white male privilege PSEP power and brought it here for another issue and had you all listen to him and perhaps give him what he wants when that should have been brought up to PSEP. That's first. I second what the woman who testified earlier was saying. I am in favor of them using their money to help our houseless population survive out on the streets, preferably inside. And if they need more cops over there, give them G4S from here because they're useless. There's no need for them here. And they can go over to Lloyd Center. I think that'd be a great place for them.
Thank you. Good morning.
Mayor, President of the Council, Saltzman, and Commissioners, my name is Robert Patterson. How are you guys doing today? Mayor, thank you for your words a few moments ago. While I am firmly in favor of agitation, there's no room in the political process for personal attacks or hate speech. I think of Plato's Athens as a place where in a public forum, citizens could meet to discuss issues of the day. and that forum was, in a sense, Athens' living room. With all due respect to Pioneer Square, in my opinion, the true living room of Portland is Lloyd Center. As we move towards 2020, an important mayor's election here in Portland, but also a presidential election that will shape the future of this republic, I call on young people to join me at Lloyd Center and at malls across Portland and across America to find a place at the table for voters under 30 in the next election. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Robert Patterson.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Does that complete public testimony?
That's all who signed up, yes.
All right, very good. This is any further discussion,
sorry,
colleagues?
Sorry. Did you want to speak? You didn't sign up on that sheet.
I did sign up on the sheet.
Your name's not on that sheet.
Come on up. If there's some mistake and you'd
He's
like to
you
testify,
speak,
come on
come up.
You know, this is a foreign country anymore. I don't understand. I signed up on the sheet out there.
This is the item we're on, but you can speak. He's letting you speak if you come up.
Come on up.
My name is Jim Wittenberg, and I guess this town has become too big and powerful for me anymore. I moved to the Lloyd Center and area in 1998. I've never heard of Go Lloyd or whatever that is. Dan, I appreciate your serving on the council and taking care of the quote was by Hubert Humphrey, and it was it's how you treat your young and your elderly people. We forgot that part. I guess I'm now an elderly person. I'll be 80 years old next April 13th. And I fell recently, and I was in the hospital for a rest home for over a month. Dan, thank you again. Nick, I think I was in Washington, D.C. when your dad was there. Was Hamilton your father?
68 to 94.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I moved.
94. He died in 96.
Okay, he left Congress then. I was in the Congress in 69.
Yeah. So you overlapped a little bit.
Yeah, I worked for John Conyers back then, so very.
They served together on judiciary.
Oh, good. I thought so. He did a great job. Also met Nelson Rockefeller back there at a urinal one time. I'm really sad. I guess I'm a relative of my relationship with Portland has ended. I joined the City Club in Eugene last week. They took my $75 and put it in their pocket. So I've been to a couple of their meetings. So I guess I'm no longer a resident here, so I won't bother you anymore. But, you know, this was a nice town in 1963 when I moved here. I was behind the hospital, Providence Hospital. I had a pharmacy across the street from the hospital for 3 years. And I don't know what's happened to it. It's a bunch of stuffed shirts get up here with ties on and tell you stuff. I've never heard of them. I've lived in the Lloyd Center area since 1998. I don't know who they are. What is ESD? Anyway, I don't get you people anymore. You don't represent me. You represent
very good.
Those
thank
guys.
You. Your time yeah. is expired.
Thank you, Jim.
So, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Colleagues, I have one comment to make. I want to give you some data, and you can come to your own conclusion about what this data is. We have, as was stated, about 924 sworn officers. Our population is 650,000. Denver has a population of 680,000. It has 1,500 police officers. Seattle has a population of 724,000, so about 75,000 more people than we do. They have 1,300 sworn officers. San Francisco has a population of 884,000. They have 2,108 sworn police officers. Those are facts, too. You can make of it what you wish. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading, and I want to thank those from Lloyd, Go Lloyd, who gave their presentation today. I appreciate what they do in the community.